Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Hi, I'm Paul F. Tompkins.
And I'm Nicole Parker.
On this podcast, we improvise in character using real posts from a popular neighborhood networking website.
Occasionally, we change the names of some streets.
And that's all you need to know. To support the show and unlock the ad-free archive, as well as exclusive monthly episodes of The Bonus Room, go to cbbworld.com and sign up for a Maximus membership.
And now, please enjoy this episode of
The Neighborhood Listen. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Your neighbor.
Good. In Dignity Falls, you're never alone. You've got the Neighbor Half app and us.
Vern.
And Joan. From coyotes to mail theft to weird things to sell, we'll cover it all.
And meet new neighbors as well.
We'll chat about any posts you're missing. So just tune in
to the Neighborhood Listen. Welcome once again to the Neighborhood Listen, the podcast that takes a look at the neighborhood of Dignity Falls and the people who live in it.
There's that DJ voice I love.
Right? And it's fun to do.
Oh, well, you are very good at it, Bernd.
Thank you very much, Joan.
You're welcome.
You know, I do like, I've overcome my stage fright on getting on the PA at the pharmacy.
Oh,
and now yes. I kind of enjoy it.
Do you give it a little and, like when you're doing it
there? I start everything with and.
You know, that's kind of fun. I would like being in the pharmacy and hearing that. You know, kind of like you're being called up on a game show as opposed to something depressing, like picking up your pills.
You know, we haven't seen you in the pharmacy in such a long time.
I know. I'm just so healthy.
I mean, good for you. No, I'm glad. It's always nice when a friend visits you at work, but I do.
Well, like, what happened?
I will tell you in a second. We should introduce ourselves.
Oh, yes.
My name is Bernd Miapede. I am a pharmacist here at Dignity Falls.
Yes.
I work at CVS for the time being.
Oh, what? What?
Well, I know. A bit of a cliffhanger.
I'm on the edge of my seat
here. I know.
I am Joan Pedestrian. I am the top realtor, although, and we will clear this up because there has been some mention of it and then I didn't mention it. I have started my own company.
That's right. Hot Realtor Summer.
Hot Realtor Summer. In order to train realtors
how
to be in the reality realtor business.
Right.
Because after selling Sunset, now this is what we got to do, you know?
Let me ask, do you regret the name of that company?
I definitely do. It was one of those things, you know how this sometimes they're like, don't think, first thing that comes to your head.
Yes.
And guess what? I did it.
Exactly.
And I made that an LLC and just didn't even.
So much paperwork that you have to file.
When I see it every time, every piece of paper I see, because I also didn't do any like, it's all run together like one word. They didn't separate. It.
No.
I'm serious. It's awful.
That's like a puzzle for people.
Yes.
Oh, that's
really
terrible.
Bad.
I'm so sorry, Joan.
Well, thank you.
I'm so sorry.
Okay, but enough about me. What about your career change? What's happening?
Okay, well, I got an offer. I guess you could say I'm being headhunted.
What?
By the Dignity Falls Missy.
By the Dignity Falls what? Oh, Missy. Oh, the Falls Missy.
The new independent pharmacy that just opened up, and they came to me and they said, we're willing to invent a position for you.
What?
Pharmacist in chief.
Pharmacist in chief.
Yes.
PIC.
Yes, I would be the PIC. And it is not something that exists. I would be the first pharmacist in chief.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what'd you say? How much time did they give you?
They said, we'll give you a week to think it over.
Wow.
But we really want you. And
I think I might do it. I mean, by the time people hear this, I will have made my decision, but I'm leaning towards doing it.
Listen, they are going all out with this Fallsmacy. Okay. This is a, this has been a dream project of someone on the board.
Yeah.
This is,
which board again?
The Dignity Falls, yes. You know, the board of,
the board of elders, the board of elders at the pharmacy, the pharmacy board.
That's right.
You know, Dignity Falls has the most pharmacy chain outlets of any town in
it
America.
It does. It also has the most boards.
It's true. We have a board so many for everything.
Drinking fountain board.
It's like we're a drinking fountain board. There's only, what, two drinking fountains left in America? And we have a drinking fountain board?
Well, remember, we still have telephone booths. So we're just different than everybody.
Do you know what bugs me about that? Is that they took the telephones out.
Yes. Oh, is it just so creepy just to see a telephone panel, but yeah. No actual phone? What are you supposed to do?
It feels like a trap.
It's
like,
awful.
Oh, I go in there and the floor drops out. And then I'm going down a chute.
Yes. Okay. So yes. So we have so many boards, but we also have, like Bernd said, so many different pharmacy.
Yes.
And so what happened is they really wanted to sort of jazz up the pharmacy culture. You know, so this pharmacy is going to
have
everything.
They did want to jazz up the pharmacy culture.
And so
that was the directive of the board. They said we need to jazz up the pharmacy culture in Dignity Falls.
But literally, so they're good. So this place is going to be three stories.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable. It's going to have a waterfall in the middle.
Yeah,
because we don't. If you've listened to this podcast, we're named Dignity Falls, but we really don't have a falls.
No,
we
just have runoff. Some runoff. Yeah, it's disappointing when people come here.
So this would officially give us the falls,
yes.
You know, they've discussed having cliff divers come in the middle of the day. They've discussed live music.
Yeah.
And discussed,
just so people know, this would not be a water feature like you'd see in a regular building.
Right.
They're making this a water fall. Like, honest to God, it's going to be loud. There's going to be spray.
Like Niagara Falls level.
Absolutely. I mean, not that big, obviously, but it will be. Oh, yeah. You can't go. Don't go up there. It's just to be looked at.
So that's why it's, of course, Fallsmacy.
Yes.
And so this is going to be, I mean, this is, again, they're thinking of bringing in celebrities to open this
Absolutely.
Place.
Absolutely.
So this is actually, like, you're kind of a rock
Mikey
star.
Mikey Day?
Burnt.
They were going to bring in Mikey Day?
And flow.
Yes, progressive flow.
And so, I mean, this is a very big deal.
Absolutely.
So you're really kind of a rock star, Bernd.
Well, I could be.
I think this is amazing.
Yeah, I really think I'm probably going to do it. I mean,
oh, wow.
the only thing that gives me pause is, of course, the gang.
Oh, the gang.
You know, I would miss those guys so much.
Your colleagues at work.
Yeah.
And you haven't told them. Do you think there'd be some bitterness, some jealousy, maybe?
There might be. In a perfect world, a lot of them would come join me. But I don't want
to. Are you allowed to have a team? Are you allowed to pick a team?
I suppose I would be, right?
Maybe. You're pharmacist in chief?
Yes. Thank you, Doug.
Oh,
of
and
course, that's our engineer, Doug.
That is our engineer, Doug, my
Jones husband.
Yep.
And Doug, where are you today? Where are you recording us from?
Oh.
I'm in the forge.
You're in the what?
The forge.
The forge.
Okay, so
And what are you making there, a butter knife? Yeah.
Yes. I call it the Incredisword. Oh,
the what?
The Incredisword.
The Incredisword. But it's a butter knife. Okay.
Because I bought the big butter block at Butter Stuffs. And it's
you are the one.
I cannot get through this thing.
Again, Dignity Falls.
Wait a second. Dignity. You mean you can't get through, not that it's too much butter, but that it's too dense to get through with regular butter.
You would not, listen, you think it looks big when it's in the store. When you get this thing home, it is unreal. And again, there was much discussion. The second that they announced, first of all, just again, for listeners.
Oh my God, that announcement from the butter board.
We have so many, butter board, of course.
Oh, they put on their robes. God.
They slick the floor.
Those guys. Because they know how to walk on a butter slick floor perfectly.
Yes. It's the initiation to get to be on the board.
Their robes go over their feet so it looks like they're floating.
Yeah.
Yes. The butterboard is a bunch of wackos, if I can be honest.
Oh, they're insane.
They're insane.
Absolutely.
So we have a lot of stores here, you know, pots and pans and, you know,
butter stuff.
Flowers. Well, but this one is called butter stuff. This one is exclusively devoted to butter and butter goods. And so.
But they're also made out of butter. So you get a butter dish, but it is also butter.
And they do this every year where you can compete to win this gigantic oversized stick of butter.
Yeah.
And every year Doug tries.
Yeah.
And every year I beg him not to, because I know one of these days he's going to win. Well, he won the damn thing this year.
And Doug, what did the competition consist of?
Babe, he asked you a question.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. They spread. It's like a slip and slide,
mm-hmm.
but it's all butter.
Right.
And you have to sprint across that thing and not fall down.
Right.
Uh-huh. He's been training. This summer, he's been training.
But it goes downhill. There's even jumps. There's a little... I got some air.
I remember when... I remember seeing Doug coat your driveway with lard.
Yeah.
And he was practicing. And he looked like that video of the lizard running on the water.
That was him.
It was impressive.
He got so many butter burns on the side of his torso.
That stings.
It was just so. Anyways, we've got this damn thing.
Salted and it's butter in the too. House. I should have used it's unsalted. Salted butter. Yes.
And now he can't cut through it. So
hold on. I'm sorry. I'm just realizing. So if it were unsalted, that would cut down on the burns.
Well, the salt in your wounds. Have you heard that?
I have.
Yeah, I think he's familiar with that.
I just heard that.
Oh, you
after
did.
this incident.
I see.
But
you had never heard of the phrase rubbing salt in the wound.
Mm-mm.
Wow.
Not once.
Well,
I never had salt rubbed in my wounds.
Who would do that? you've actually encountered that phrase before, believe it or not, because it is in Latin as the motto of the salt board.
Yes. And what is that again?
Like salt in your wounds.
Oh, but what's the Latin? Latin? Yes.
Sal.
Oh. Sal. You got it.
That just seems too short.
Got it. It does. But you know, sometimes languages are funny.
Is it an acronym?
Yeah, it is. It sure is. It's a Latin acronym. A Latin.
It's like sempre alle oli oli. That's what it actually is, right?
What happened?
Saltus.
Simply.
Sempre oli.
Oh, sempre.
Sempre.
Sempre alle oli.
Semper, actually, I should say. Semper. That's the correct, yeah.
That's correct.
Which I believe means so always loyal to
always
oil.
Always loyal to oil.
Yeah. Oh, they're such weirdos. Yeah.
They're weirdos.
So now we have this damn thing in our house, and he couldn't cut it, and he has been wanting to build. He wants to be a smithy. You know, he's always wanted to have a blacksmith's. What did they call it? A forgery? Is that what you? Well, that can't
a
be
forge.
Right. It is just called a forge. Yeah. That's right.
I'm tempering the butter knife.
And I don't, he decided it still had to be a butter knife,
right.
But I told him he has to make it bigger, but it's a regular butter size, butter knife size butter knife.
It's normal butter size, not this butter size.
Right.
So you know how like, when you know, in the morning, it's like you that whole thing when you get a piece of toast and then you realize, oh, someone didn't. Doug put out new butter overnight tonight to take some out from the refrigerator.
Yes.
And then, I mean, it's like.
And that butter's rock hard.
It's rock
hard. You're going to scrape up the bread.
You tear it apart.
Oh,
it
makes me mad.
Is there anything worse?
And especially because I love, I love that.
Oh yeah, your childhood snack was, I believe, toast burnt to a charred black crisp.
Yes.
And then scraped with, what was it again? I believe also whiskey was served with it.
I don't recall that part, but you're probably right.
Okay.
I haven't gone back and re-listened in a while.
Fair enough.
But
to your childhood.
Yes, I loved my childhood. But I do love just that carbon tasting black toast.
Black as night, you said.
Black as night. And twice as deadly.
We were talking about this butter knife that he's forging in his forge.
Right. Now, what makes the butter so difficult to get through, Doug?
Well, it's first of all, they did keep it refrigerated, so yes. It did arrive. It arrived rock hard.
That's what you're talking. The new okay. Can I say just a brief mention? There's somebody I know and a friend of mine. He's married to this woman.
Oh.
Who now? My friend grew up in a household where you put butter in a butter dish and you left it out.
This is your friend.
Mm. Yes.
Okay.
His wife, though, grew up in one of those households where you don't leave the butter out because they're terribly afraid of what could happen. Mm-hmm. Even though I don't know that there's a lot of butter deaths or sicknesses that
are reported each year. Or thefts. There's no butter theft.
So but the
butter board made sure that that didn't happen again.
Oh, the butter. You know what? Sometimes they're right. So the compromise was to get one of these butter bells, which you fill with water.
Oh, God, and then I've seen
you put
these.
The butter in, then you turn it upside down.
No, that is so much work.
It's so much work. And I don't know how you get around the idea. You say that it's disgusting to leave the butter out in a butter dish, but somehow adding water to the equation is less disgusting. Adding standing water
standing
makes
it
healthier.
Standing water.
Yes. Yeah.
No.
And then sometimes you pick it up and then bloop, it all falls into the water.
Oh, dear God.
Oh.
Okay. So anyway. Yeah, no, that doesn't work. But see, there's simply not a butter dish long enough for this. This was delivered on a...
But there's a refrigerator big enough for it?
It was delivered on a gigantic piece of plywood.
Right.
And so
a pallet.
And so now it's just in the rice room of all places, if you can imagine, which is causing a huge mess.
Right.
That was what we called our dryer because Doug wanted to just be able to get out of the shower and like an iPhone jump into the rice and dry naturally.
I forgot about that. Yes.
All the moisture would be wicked.
It dries
off of
you
him.
So fast.
It doesn't just cause a bunch of rice to stick to
you
your body.
You asked the same question last time.
What answer did I get?
No, which is just not logical.
It's not sticky rice.
Oh, that's
Doug
right. One time he did use sticky rice.
That's right.
So I don't understand, babe, why you wouldn't, first of all, get like a saw. Like this thing needs like a saw.
Ooh,
or
butter
like
saw.
Like an axe.
Right.
We need to take an axe to this butter.
Right.
So, babe, why wouldn't you just get something bigger? Why are you trying to make a butter knife?
Well, I think the market calls for something like this. Like this is an opening in the market.
There's an opening in the market for a small butter knife that cuts a gigantic oversized stick of butter?
For a much larger butter knife, but it's still a butter knife. It's not a saw. Like the saw is unsightly.
So it is butter knife sized, but larger than a butter knife.
Well, it's multiple butter knives that I'm tempering together.
No. Are you smelting several butter knives together? Good Lord. I mean, it's like having
and
a third son.
I mean,
sharpening. Okay. You know. So they're not butter knives anymore. They're just knives. It's just, you're sticking a bunch of sharp knives together.
You know, all you would
nice
need to do,
handle.
I will say, did you ever try this?
The best part of the butter knife.
Did your friend ever try this? You just have to get the knife warm under some hot water or just put it over a flame and that cuts through the butter. That can do that.
Not this butter.
Put it over a flame.
Yeah. You
well,
know, like
of
a
course.
Little, you have a gas stove.
Put what, the knife?
Yes, because you're looking at
forge.
Me like I'm an idiot, Bernd, but I'm trying to help your friend.
I understand. Joan, I understand, and I don't think you're an idiot at all.
Okay, all right.
But I guess I'm getting angry on my friend's behalf that, again, having to go through a bunch of steps when the easiest thing
so
would be just
getting
to put
so
the
angry, butter
out.
But I appreciate
I know,
your
he's
loyalty.
A good friend.
Yeah.
And when I think about it, it makes my blood boil.
Anyways, tell them to try that trick, you know, when it's hard to just sort of, you know, but I suppose he's not going to get away from the bell thing because it sounds like he's really locked into that. I'm sorry for him.
Yeah, the bell, unfortunately, is. That's the way it is.
So anyways, this is interesting that, you know, we'd be talking about all the different boards and the butter boards and the pharmacy on the pharmacy board and how, I don't know. I mean, I just think that maybe next time, babe, you should, I think this is going to be the last time you do this contest. I don't think that you should enter it anymore.
Absolutely.
Because I don't even know
because
I mean, we haven't talked about where we're going
to
do this
won.
Butter.
I mean, you have, like Alexander weeping because he had no worlds left to conquer.
I mean, I think it calls for a congratulations. First of all.
Oh, no, absolutely.
I said congrats to you, babe, when you won. It's just that I don't even know what we're going to do with all that butter. I just don't, you know, we also, of course, the butter board hosts the butter carving, you know, that happens every summer.
Yes.
As well.
Yeah, where you have to carve things with butter.
Other places actually carve things into butter.
Yes.
We have to use butter to carve.
They freeze that butter in that, and that it's the shape of a knife. They're very proud of themselves because they say it's a butter knife and it's a knife made of butter.
Yes.
But they do have it frozen to the point where that edge could cut just about anything.
Maybe that's what you need. Maybe you need a frozen butter knife to cut the actual butter. Maybe.
That sounds good. I was also going to say that sounds like one of those riddles.
Yeah,
the knife is made of butter. All melted.
Exactly.
That is a pretty good one. There's just a puddle of butter.
Yes. But the police arrive, there's just a puddle of butter. Joan, no, hold on a second. To take away from butter talk, but
oh, I know what you're going to ask.
You shot a pilot for your reality realty show.
That's not what I thought you were going to ask.
What did you think?
Yes. Well, I promised you that in between our last episode and this one, I was going to go have my pre-op.
You said you were going to.
We're getting a totally new face.
You were going to get a TFC. A total face change.
Because, again, all these reality shows showing realtors who look like Barbie dolls. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about the men that I just can't look like this anymore. The world of reality is asking me to have a totally new face.
Well, now, I see your face is the same.
Well, it is the same because the surgery can't be. You have to get on the waiting list. It's like 4 months away.
Is it? There's that many people who want to get a total face change?
You wouldn't believe it. And it's just all white women in their 40s.
Sure. And you.
Yeah. We all know I'm 39.
Yeah.
So I did go to that. But yes, it was a very busy week. Not only did I do that, but I had to shoot this pilot. And it is a little weird that I would shoot the pilot without my totally new face yet. So face is going to be is blurred. So my confessionals are just...
They're going to look like you're in witness protection. Yeah.
You know what you should do is a green screen.
How? My face?
Yeah.
So like put like the green material on my face and then just project.
Right. And then they can put whatever they want or whatever you want.
I don't think you need the green screen anymore. I think you just have to put dots on your face and then you can put whatever you want on there. That's from my understanding.
That's how it works.
It's just dots.
Just those white dots.
Just dots now.
Just dots. That's all it is. It's just dots.
Yeah.
Well, what we did is we tried to shoot a little pilot because I thought, okay, with my new company that I started,
Hot Realtor Summer.
Yeah.
LLC.
I've gathered all one word, lowercase.
Ladies love company.
Ladies love company. It's true, we do.
It's true.
And so I gathered together some real up-and-comers, some real, like, go-getters, you know, this group of five that are really hungry, you know, and are very interested in being very famous and very, very real and very into
reality. Desire for fame first, realty second.
Yeah, that's how it goes now. That's how it's got to be. And so we just tried, you know, doing a couple, I got a little camera crew. We did a couple confessionals. We did, they've all slept together already.
Nice.
Yep. So we've already got a bunch of love triangles going on. Mm-hmm. And so we did some open houses. We did like a mixer where they like had a, you know, we took them to the casino out, on.
Oh, really?
Oh,
well, we got a good deal on it.
Right.
So we just had like a night of, you know, because you have to do that kind of thing where it's like you take them to some place, you ply them with a lot of alcohol and then they just get sloppy, you know?
So you're all there at Fillmore East and everyone is just drinking like crazy.
Yes, yes. And at the blackjack table and then one of the gals got really upset because she thought that the guy she'd already hooked up with was flirting with this blackjack dealer.
Right.
And I mean, to be honest, it was great because it was a huge mess. They got into a fight, you know, they knocked
this
over the
table.
This is what you want, exactly.
You know?
And so I'll be editing in the next week. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be blurring out my face and also I'm working on the theme song for it this week.
Oh, terrific. Well, I would love to hear the theme song if you wouldn't mind, but what is the title of the show? What are you calling it?
Oh, I thought that I had already told you. Oh, it was, because it's really tricky.
Maybe it's so tricky, I forgot.
It's reality, but you have to know how to say it.
Right. So it just looks like the word reality?
Yes.
but you have to hear it.
It's basically realty with the I in it.
Right. So rather than pronouncing it realty or real utty, you pronounce it real itty.
Yes. It'll be really clear when the song is on the overlay
okay.
of the now of the main title.
Now let's hear the song. Understanding, of course, this is just a first. You're still working on it. Yeah, yes. It's not finished.
Please, this is not finished. It's not like I'm going to sing it and Doug's going to record it without letting me know.
He wouldn't do that to anyone. No. Doug, I don't think you'd do that to anyone.
This is just a workshop, you know? Mm-hmm. Okay. Come into our house. It's kind of like a Three's Company.
It sounds. It instantly is that reminded part of the song? Three's Company. Yeah. Wait, Doug, are you asking? Is it's kind of like a Three's Company? Yeah. That's part of the song.
Yeah,
I didn't take it that
no,
way.
No,
is it?
No,
was
no,
so
no.
fast into the rendition. Okay.
Come into our house. We're an open door. We're gonna show you realty and reality and so much more. If you're not as cool as us, it's a pity. So come and watch reality.
Oh. So the way it's supposed to be pronounced is real itty.
Like I said, haven't figured out how to sing it to make
right,
it clear.
Right, that does seem tricky.
Reality. Probably something like that.
Right.
Just change the whole name.
I think it's terrific. Doug, were you rolling on that? Because I think that's not bad.
No. That was, I haven't even warmed up.
You just cut out the part where we had the conversation with Doug. About the Three's Company thing.
About the Three's Company thing, yeah.
Well, that's, I can't wait to see this. I think it's terrific. And I do hope, there's still time, but I hope you won't do the total face change surgery.
We'll see. Right now, I'm not seeing anything. The society's not showing me anything that's telling me to, nope, you're fine, stay the same. Not getting any messages like that.
But from whom?
Just anyone.
Well, I certainly myself and Doug
okay,
are telling
sure,
you.
Sure. And I do appreciate that. And listen, this is really mostly, I just talk about this to also just, I don't want anyone to follow in my footsteps. I'm not trying to be a trailblazer.
Hold on a second. Let me ask you something.
What?
Is there anyone in town that is encouraging you to do the total face change?
No, it's just that, Candace Rickenbacker did it.
Okay.
All right. As everyone knows, well, if they're in town, they know that she is, of course, the other. She knows that she's not the top realtor, but she still keeps it on her posters because mm-hmm. she won it one time in That's 2012. Right.
And she has in little tiny numbers. Yes. 2012.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. It says top realtor. That was the falls year, in gigantic.
And the only, yeah, you have to get a magnifying glass. And the only reason she won it that year is because you had like a bout of cholera.
I did. I went to you know what, Edinburgh? I went to the Fringe Festival because
oh, wow.
I tried doing a one-woman show there.
Right.
About Sarah Bernhardt. Do you know her?
the actress from
yeah,
long
the
ago?
French actress.
Yes. Oh, was she French? I didn't realize.
Yes, yeah, Sarah Bernhardt. I did it all in French. Mm-hmm. Very alienating for many people, mm-hmm. Including myself, because right. I didn't know what she was. I had someone translate it for me, and right. I just didn't. I didn't want to stay in the mode of French, so I didn't really know what I was saying. I just went by the way it sounded.
Wait, was the show itself in French?
It was all in French.
Wow, but you had no idea what you were saying.
I didn't know what I was saying.
Huh, that's bold.
I just thought it's the Fringe, you know what I mean? That's what you do. That's the kind of bold shit you do at the Fringe, right?
Right.
Didn't go well. And I went on one of those tours where you go on the catacombs. You can go underneath
Ooh,
the city.
Spooky.
Where, you know, everybody was just buried after yeah. the plague.
Yeah.
And I came back with cholera.
Oh, no.
Wasn't on the tour guide.
They should put them behind glass.
They should. The tour guide kept quoting Fawlty Towers. A whole lot. Yep. Several times.
What about the catacombs lent itself to quoting Fawlty Towers?
It didn't matter. They weren't connected.
Oh,
just,
I see.
Yeah, he would just bust into
it.
He was having some fun. I sure wasn't after I came back. And yes, that's why Candace won that year. So anyways, yes, we'll table that discussion. I look very forward to next week because you will have made your decision by then.
That's right.
But we should probably take a break because we have a guest.
Yes.
So I guess while Doug tries to cut that butter, we'll be right back.
Hey, cut that butter, Doug. Hey, pipe down. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? All of them? Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. Look, we have one of these. We absolutely love it. We have gotten it as gifts for our families, separate families, me and my wife, not me and Nicole. I know, because it's we and we both host the show and you're thinking, oh, Paul and Nicole. No, me and my wife. We have separate lives. We're allowed to. Stop shipping us. Look, these frames are so great. Digital frames, remember how they used to suck so bad? You will not believe how good this frame is. It is absolutely terrific. We look at this thing every day. We're at home and it changes the photo. We look over like, oh my God, remember that time? You are able to put into this thing the best moments of your life and be reminded of them over and over again. It's absolutely wonderful. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is auraframes.com. Use code TNL at checkout to save. Terms and condition, you better believe they apply.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hey everybody, Dan here. Handyman looking for work. I posted a picture with an arrow towards it saying gate I built. It says $1 underneath. I'll explain it later. Please read entire post. Hello, my name is Dan the Handyman. I'm a semi-retired man just trying to make it through each day, one day at a time. Ugh. I've been in construction most of my life, and I'm simply trying to use the gifts that God has given me and the skills that I have learned through my life. I specialize in drywall repair and installation, popcorn acoustic ceiling removal, knockdown texturing, stucco repair, painting TV, wall mounting, shelf installation, gate building and repair, furniture refinishing, minor life goals such as light installation, wall switch replacement, and electrical receptacle replacement, minor plumbing such as faucet replacement and repair, replacement of wax ring on toilet, tile and flooring, and much more. There's no job too small. My rates are fair, and I come with references from people that I have done work for in the past. If a job is too big for me, it requires a contractor. Well, I have painters, I have tile and flooring installers, I have electricians and carpenters, and more words that mean people that do things that I cannot do. That means I have to get the job done with people who work for me. My hourly rate is $40 per hour, (2), hour minimum for smaller jobs. For bigger jobs or an accumulation of small jobs, I charge by the job. My rates are fair, considering the high cost of living and the quality of our work is our goal. Look forward to serving you, and may God bless you. Dan the Handyman, .. I have no reason why it says $1 at the top.
And welcome back to The Neighborhood Listen.
Ooh, what I did is I pictured you saying, and welcome to Dignity. What's it going to be called?
Dignity Falsity.
Sorry.
They said, you know, you would get to welcome people to the pharmacy.
That's so exciting.
Like a sort of John Hammond in Jurassic Park. All right. We have a guest here now. Mm-hmm. As we do every week, we scour the NeighborHap, the social networking application for neighborhoods, and we try to meet the people that make Dignity Falls such an interesting place to live. that was getting away from me.
You have to do some tongue twisters before you get to the pharmacy.
That was so true. I will have to do some vocal warm-ups.
Yeah.
But we look at the NeighborHap for interesting posts, and then we contact those people. And sometimes it's the people who post it, and sometimes it's the people who are the subject of the post. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you which one it is in one moment. Let's read the post. And let me say this. If you have a post that perhaps we've missed, you can screenshot it and send it to us at burntandjoan@gmail.com and we'll read it on the podcast. Okay. This is in the crime and safety section of the NeighborHap, and it was posted by someone named Tracy with an I. Tracy says, creepy. Okay. For the sake of my sanity, was anyone else driving at Taft Street and Dogwood tonight around 10? There were two people standing on Taft right where Dogwood goes into it. They were dressed very old, long white gown for the girl and a tan and white vest and pants for the guy. Tan and white. They were standing, facing each other, holding hands. A few cars put their hazards on and slowed down. Others sped up, like me. Anything? Anyone? Well, Joan, we do not have Tracy here today, mm-hmm. but we do have one half of that alleged creepy couple.
Oh, my goodness.
And I hope I'm not even insulting them by saying this. Mm-hmm. But please welcome our guest. And how should we introduce you?
My name is Caleb Shallows.
Caleb Shallows, welcome to the Neighborhood Listen.
One half of that couple. I will take issue with the idea of being creepy.
Yes.
Okay.
I just came here to sort of defend myself.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I can understand why someone driving by would be a little confused by that.
Now, Tracy does not specify AM or PM.
PM.
Just 10 p.m.
Okay. And I do have to say, just from just first looks, you know, you do he does have the appearance of someone very young and at the same time very old. Are you getting that burnt?
Yeah, I am.
Well,
yeah.
I'm 24 years old.
Wow.
I'm a big fan of old stuff.
Right. Yes, you have very white hair.
Clothes. Yes, white. It's dyed.
Okay.
Not natural, I wish.
Okay.
And your beard is tan.
Beard's tan.
So you
wish
tan
that your hair was naturally white. Talk about that. Why is that?
Well, I think that we had sort of this haunted house core aesthetic as a couple.
Okay.
And I want to say, get ahead of it, couple in past tense.
Oh, no.
And
so
who
sorry,
is this person we're referring to as the other half of the couple?
This was Debbie Depths.
Debbie Depths?
Depths.
Depths of the sea?
Yes.
Or, oh, wow.
And
wow,
what a couple.
We were high school sweethearts.
Caleb Shallows and Debbie Depths.
Yes. Oh, Shallows and Depths. Wow.
That's, now I get it,
it's
too.
It's tragic, really.
It really is.
It is. It is. It is.
Star-crossed lovers.
Yeah.
So when did this happen? Tell us. You tell us your story.
Tell us.
So we've been together. We're high school sweethearts mm-hmm. for, you know, I'm 24 now, so you do the math.
I can see why you wouldn't
want to. A long time for me.
Sure.
Well.
Sure.
And we were engaging in what... a type of couples therapy.
Mm. Oh, outside at night on the street.
Yes. Oh, you know, that's interesting because to me, it sounded like a marriage ceremony.
Yeah, yes. It definitely sounded ceremonial for sure.
It seemed like some kind of ceremony. For
we were recommitting to each other.
Oh, you were.
We were told to do it in a public place.
Oh, okay.
You were told to do it that way.
Sort of
by a couples therapist?
Yes. Oh. So nothing bad happens. It's sort of like a spy kind of rule, sort of changing.
Oh, sure.
You know, want people around, not because anyone's realizing how this sounds.
Yeah, I don't quite know what you're getting at. Like someone, so no one gets hurt, or you mean people are bearing witness?
Bearing witness.
Got it.
And what was the most public street we could think of? Taft and Dogwood.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
It's a very
It is the most public
it's
street.
A lot of traffic, a lot of people getting home from work try to cut through there.
Yeah.
And we wanted them to see us.
Okay. I get it.
And so we were there, we were recommitting ourselves to each other. We were trying to.
And what does that involve? What do you said? What would you say to each other?
We were saying, I've known you half my life. And I feel that in some ways we've come untethered from each other.
Mm.
And I would like to retether to you. Okay. I would like to, if the Titanic were around today, I would happily board it knowing the fate all experienced on the
That's
boat.
An intense thing
that
to say.
That is a very intense thing to say.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it is. I mean, you're
if you know what happened to the Titanic.
Yes, you will knowingly die in one of the most famous deaths of all time.
But isn't it sort of romantic in that old-timey kind of way?
I guess. I mean,
I can see that. I can see
because
that.
A lot of our conception of death on board the Titanic is from the movies.
Yeah.
But in real life, it must have been excruciating, horrible death.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
To freeze to death and drown at the same time.
Oh, terrible.
Yeah. Which one's worse, you know?
He's like, sign me up.
I think they're both kind of beautiful in a way.
So, well, I mean, listen, you're adorable and I'm sure she's adorable. So what did she say to you? And then how did it go south?
Well, she looked at me straight in the eyes and she said, I understand where you're coming from.
Oh, this is during the recommitment ceremony?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, did she know ceremony was going to be?
Well, I sprung it on her a little bit.
Oh.
A surprise recommitment ceremony.
A surprise recommitment. Okay. If you felt it, in my mind, if I felt it, it felt like it was the time.
Like an intervention.
Yeah, you know, I didn't
want
to wait any longer. Right. It's just to show, you know, I was getting sort of some criticisms about not really being present in our love.
Mm.
And I realized.
From her?
From her. From her.
Just checking.
Who else?
Well, there's a couple of therapists.
Oh,
I didn't know if you
couple
were
getting
some.
Oh, okay. Too, okay. I will say.
I thought you meant like just people on the street.
Could have been.
And the couple's therapist told me if I cared, then I should just show it. And I felt that deep in my bones at that moment. And as we were on a walk home from work, I stopped her right there and I said, "Look, I love you. And I'm going to love you like we're two old ghosts living in sort of a house that overlooks the sea." And I said, "Hold my hand." And she said, "Well, there's kind of a lot of cars."
Fair.
And I said, "Well, they can wait." And then she said, "Well, they're kind of stacking up a little bit and they're honking."
Oh, okay. She was getting a little concerned.
Yeah. And I said, "I don't hear any honks." And then she said, "Well, take off the headphones." And then I said, "Okay, that's fair." And then we just stared at each other. And she wanted to go after a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Right.
But
it sounds like if the honking and the cars are putting her off, I'm not sure she would enjoy the Titanic death.
Mm. I mean, if you can't hang with the Titanic and slowing down, you don't deserve me at the Titanic.
Are you saying the Titanic was honking?
No, no, babe. Nope. Oh.
No.
Nope. Not at all.
Did you just kind of tune back in with
what we're
talking
about? Sometimes he does that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sound like you're trying to do some catch up.
What, well, you got butter thinking in your ears, babe?
Good one, Joe.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, I have Caleb, I have some questions.
Mm, yeah.
Did you both work at the same place? Say you were walking home from work.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. We work at the, it's the museum on Johnson. For anything older than 1990.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah. That is a very
contemporary museum.
Interesting museum. Yes.
There's so much there from 1989.
Yes.
89.
It's mostly stuff from 1989.
Which is
89,
weird.
Big jump to 1914. A lot of Titanic stuff. Not a lot in between.
Wait, okay, I'm sorry. Now I'm getting confused. Tell me.
Lifesaver from the Titanic and then a bunch of shit from 1989.
Yeah. Lifesaver from the Titanic, lightsaber
from the
Star
Wars. What is the time period of this museum again? I haven't been.
Anything before 1990.
Anything before 1990. Okay.
It's the larger umbrella of stuff under there.
Yeah. Yes, and they have a lot of umbrellas in there, I heard.
Mm-hmm. A lot of umbrellas.
From the Titanic period.
They all floated, you know?
Yes.
They all float back then.
So, okay. So then you obviously have sort of you have a love of all things old.
Mm, yeah.
You have a love of sort of almost like the dark. Were you sort of a lover of, what is it? Wuthering Heights, Bronte, you know, these kind of sort of
Bush.
These kind of, longing, dark, tragic love
Bridget
stories.
Bridget Jones' Diary.
I should say that.
Aren't you familiar with Bridget Jones' Diary? Huh?
Not really.
Yeah. I will say I've only, you know, I'm a bit of a young guy in the context of history, and
yes.
And maybe some stuff.
I think I am too.
Yeah, I think we all
in the
are.
Context, yeah, of, the context of history. If you put it that way,
I feel like I'm a young guy.
I think we all win.
Absolutely.
I found out about a lot of this old stuff via TikTok, and you know, there are people my age who are really finding high waisted pants and suspenders.
Yes, yes, yes.
All sorts of things that I didn't really know anything about.
Oh, I love that. I remember when I was younger, and we found out about swing dance. And we went and raided the thrift stores.
Remember
and
when
put finger curls
out,
in our hair? Oh, yes, so we went out into the swing dancing.
Brian Setzer.
The Brian Setzer Orchestra.
That's right. Cherry Poppin' Daddies. I guess they were more ska.
How was that allowed?
How
that's
was
just
that?
Just their name. Every, isn't
just
it?
The name yeah. itself. Unbelievable.
Remember as a child hearing that and not, I don't know, just saying
went
it a
right
lot,
over our heads.
My parents.
That's right.
Cherry Poppin' Daddies.
Cherry Poppin' Daddies.
It's really horrible.
It really is.
It's absolutely disgusting.
Oh, I'm sorry I said it. Yeah. So now you're discovering all that old timey stuff. Listen, I get it. I was so into it. Do you get that feeling that you're an old soul or that maybe you were, I don't know, alive in a previous time? Or where do you think definitely. This comes from? Oh, you do? Fascinating.
Well, I mean, a lot of it comes from working at the museum together.
Of course.
Do I have a understanding or context for the history? Not at all. Not really so much at all. So much as the aesthetic of it just sort of appreciating the ways in which it looks.
And like at the museum, everybody wears Zubas.
Zubas, yeah.
So now here's another question. Now, couples therapy usually happens together, but she says this was sprung on her, that you were told from the couples therapist. Did the couples therapist contact you? Thank you.
Yeah.
Did he or she contact you separately and say, here, this is what you got to do?
So Sean, who's the manager at the museum, is getting his license in couples therapy.
I see. Okay. So he's doing a little amateur practice.
Sort of. He was looking for hours and I was like, I got an idea.
You do have to do that. Yeah.
And so that's kind of how it started. And he's sort of my buddy, not so much her buddy.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if that was a factor of it all.
Could be that it's not really an above board type couples therapy situation.
Yeah. You're not really supposed to be friends.
Definitely.
With your therapist.
There should not be any kind of previous relationship. Yeah.
She was like, you guys are ganging up on me. A little bit of that.
No.
Do you feel like you were?
A little bit. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So she wins every conversation we have. So I was like, I kind of brought Sean in to be like, hey, I'm losing a lot of these.
Right.
Well, sometimes that doesn't change, right, babe?
That's right.
Are you eating the butter?
Are you just taking bites?
I was going to say, I can hear butter.
You know, one time in college, you could hear it, couldn't you?
Yeah.
You really could hear the butter in his throat.
We do have sort of the churn thing at the museum.
Oh, of course you do. The churn.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe that would help.
You can ride the churn.
You can ride the churn.
Yeah.
They let it's like a mechanical bull. It tries to throw you off.
Yeah.
It tries to churn you
real
away.
Far. Yeah. Be careful.
You got to be careful.
You got to sign a waiver for that.
You do.
I think that Doug is remembering in college, you know, he would do anything for money. Like, I'll give you $20 if you do this. And someone bet him $20 to eat a whole pat of butter. And I mean, he barely got into it. Do you know how impossible that is? I mean,
it
is
one pat of butter.
Oh, it's insane. You put it in your mouth and it just immediately can't even do a pat.
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 Do you ever call it a pat of butter?
A pat of butter. Yes.
Oh, OK.
It reminds me, there was a commercial for butter. Just butter in general. Remember when there would be commercials for things just in general?
Yeah, milk.
Eggs, like milk.
Milk.
Yeah. Prunes.
And there was a... Prunes. There was a commercial for butter where the woman was saying, give them all a little pat of butter.
Oh, I don't remember that one.
Yeah.
I remember the parquet one, you know, with the little lid of the butter. We go parquet, butter. Man, that annoying, insufferable commercial for, it was called Country Crock, I think.
Yeah.
And it was just a man and a woman.
Their hands going,
no. Well, unbelievable.
I hated them.
Literally just soft core butter porn.
Yeah. I hated them.
But what I can't believe is I told you a story about Doug getting paid $20 to eat a pat of butter, but you focused on the word pat, not eating the butter.
I'll be honest. I've never heard pat.
You've never heard pat?
You haven't.
Have you only heard stick?
Stick of butter, of course. Pat of butter is the little thing you get like at a diner or whatever.
That's true. Then you know what? You know what, Caleb? Then I told the story incorrectly. You are right because he was actually dared to eat a stick of butter.
Yes, of course.
I think I could do a pat.
You can understand my incredulity now.
Of course. Because I apologize. I'm the one who made the mistake.
I thought, is this like one of those gallon of milk or cinnamon challenge things where it seems so easy to do and then you do it, you end up in the hospital?
To be honest, though, even just if you would just tried like putting a pat of butter in your mouth, you still wouldn't make it.
Well,
I don't really want to
do that for sure.
Anyways, why would you know how bad that was for you, babe. Why would you try the butter? Were you just curious?
I was curious. I mean, it's such prized butter. I had to try it.
Such prized butter.
Such
but
prized
I also
butter.
Have to test whether it's still frozen inside.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
How far in did you get?
About an inch and a half.
Oh, boy.
I got to ask.
You're sort of dig-dugging your way into this butter. With your face.
Just kind of like a mole clawing through dirt.
That's right. Did you have a question, Caleb?
Yeah.
Caleb has a question for you, Doug.
Is there like a little forge, like a little one somewhere?
Yeah, that's me.
Very perceptive.
Yes.
Very perceptive. Very small.
Oh, there it is.
That's where his butter sword.
The Incredisword.
Dropped it twice.
Little.
I do picture like a foil, you know, like a robin and stuff, but still the size of a butter knife. It is funny that I am picturing.
Epee?
Yes, an epee.
There
oh,
we go.
Oh, he's hammering away.
Okay, yeah, it's sounding larger.
So anyway, sorry, Caleb, I did not mean to direct the attention away from you.
Okay, it's
what
okay.
I want to know is, did we answer this question or not? Did she break up with you in the moment on Dogwood, or how did this end? How did this ritual end?
I said, she started right at the corner of Dogwood and Taft. So there was just on the intersection more on the south side. But it was, you know, she was like, I don't think this is, you know, after I laid my heart out there, I laid it all on the line. And she just said, I don't know if this is working. And I said, give it an hour of staring.
Oh,
and then
give it an hour
on
of staring.
Street,
if
you want to leave. She really wanted to go.
Yeah. It okay. was, well, I said, just one last thing for the, you know, the, all the years of this relationship we've had. Give me 1 hour of just staring at, into each other's eyes and tell me you don't want to be with me. After that hour. Mm-hmm. And then she got out her iPhone, which I didn't even know she had because we're not into that kind of stuff.
Oh, right. You're not?
It's pre 1990.
Oh, yeah. got it.
Mm-hmm. She said, set a time for an hour.
Wow, it's a long time.
And we just sat there and stared at each
other. And she did give you that.
She gave me that.
Wow.
And I thought we were making progress. There were all these ebbs and flows to it. It was almost like a type of meditation, mm-hmm. I imagine. And then right when that alarm rung, she said, I'm going by. And that was it.
Oh. Well, just that quickly. Boom, she was done.
And then she used her iPhone and called a Lyft.
So it was like a breakup stare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I tell you, you know, I'm not as young as I used to be. And I can say that when I was younger, the idea of giving some sort of ultimatum like that, it's like, just let me do this one thing and then decide.
Yeah.
Never
works out. It's already over.
Absolutely never works.
Caleb, when would you say the problem started? How long have you worked together? How long, you know, this, you obviously have been together for a long time. I'm imagining there were many years of happiness.
Yeah.
And is this a recent sort of development?
Yeah, well, we've been together since we were 14, working at this museum, and now we're 24.
And
so do the math.
I think the last 9 have been tough.
Oh no! Okay, so I was wrong.
The last 9.
I was going to give you several years of happiness.
Yeah. I mean, we had a great year, 14 to 15.
Now,
but so you were still in a relationship.
Yeah, we were. Well,
did you move in together at a certain point?
Well, after, you know, once we graduated museium college, and then we went.
Disney Falls has, we're the only ones that have museum college. It's literally just a college entirely devoted to working in a museum.
Working in a museum.
Every type of museum.
Yeah, it doesn't exist anywhere else.
And you don't really learn much about the stuff in the museum.
Anywhere else in the world. You can just walk in and work in a museum. Nobody cares.
No, I know. Other universities have that that major, but this college only has.
Oh, that's all it is.
You can't study anything else. Yes.
Terrible. Football team.
Yeah. We got slobbed.
The impression.
Oh, every year.
The Dignity Falls Impressionists is what they're called.
I'm out there in a little leather helmet. I'm getting crushed. It's bad.
The ball they use is a skull. Yeah.
Oh.
The other team gets the ball, they get a regular ball.
Yes, right? They do.
So when your team is
very confused,
there is a timeout called. They're handed the skull.
Switch over. Feels sort of like a Pleasantville, sort of like a membrane.
Absolutely. Yes.
And we got our ass kicked. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Terrible. Yeah. Not a school for sports.
And I'll
have all that black and white makeup on and then blues on top of it. It's got to feel so bad.
And they're dressed in like, they got Nike cleats.
Modern equipment.
It's a lot of like, they're sleek looking and scary.
Meanwhile, the wrestling team, they're in togas, you know?
That's right.
I'll be honest. I don't recommend this college, especially. I feel like they took.
It's really
4 years
niche.
Of my life.
It's really, really niche.
Do you learn how to not touch the paintings, or to tell people not to touch them?
You learn how to tell people not to touch them. After hours, they say we can touch them.
Really? Oh, I've always wondered about this.
Oh my gosh!
I'm just touching these paintings.
I've always wondered about this. It doesn't cause any problems.
They get
more viscous. You can tell, but it's really
if you really rub at it.
It's fine. It's absolutely
They have
fine.
A Van Gogh there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which one do they have? But it's an obscure one.
Oh, it's
the potato thrower uppers?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's a sequel to the potato eaters where the potatoes did not agree with these people.
Yes, that's right. He made it. It's his most sort of like chunky painting.
Oh, sort of gross.
All you brown. Can see the paint, kind of the strokes of it, but yeah. It's all coming out of somebody's mouth.
There's oatmeal in it.
I just imagine him gagging while he was painting. Oh, God.
Yeah. And they say they could get some of his spit up on the sort of corners of it.
Oh, gross. And you touched that one?
All over it.
His upchuck is on there. Yeah. And, you know, it's one of those paintings that it makes other people throw up, of course.
It's when they true.
See
it.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Which is kind of, you know.
It's like in the art. Name.
Yeah. Continuing on.
Yeah, yeah.
I imagine.
Art should make you feel something.
Yeah. And it made me feel sick. Oh.
Well, and you know, sometimes love can make you feel sick. And I'm so sorry about this. So
back on track.
Thank you. So I'm assuming, yes, you do share a home. Do you have any children, I'm assuming?
Not yet.
Okay. Not ever. Yeah,
probably not, right? I mean.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Hold on a second. Now, Caleb, do you still have hope that you're going to get back together?
Well, I'm hoping to do sort of a notebook style. I build a house or something.
Oh,
and
boy.
Then,
right.
And then
one of you gets to mention. You are such a romantic. Yeah. I think it's very sweet.
I think it's only sweet and romantic what I do.
Oh.
There's no other lens. There's no, it's definitely, I'm being sweet.
Oh, I see.
Right.
Does this mean you think that you're maybe not open to criticism, that you might have had a hand in the downfall of the relationship? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, look, if you have a point to make.
You're saying it always takes two a little bit, right? Yes. I mean, in a relationship.
Open to trying to
let me ask you this, Caleb. What did Debbie express what issues she had with the relationship?
She was like, we're way too into old stuff is kind of. Pretty early on. And then I was like, give it two years, give it three. and it's just sort of been this thing where she's like, yeah, I want to study software engineering. Oh. I'm into computer stuff.
Modern stuff, yeah.
I don't like your hair that way.
It's hard.
Which I didn't appreciate.
And, sure.
You know, there were signs. Yeah.
Can I ask how all-encompassing this, when she says, I don't like the old stuff.
It sounds very direct, actually. Yeah. I don't know if it's
there might have been signs in hindsight.
Can I ask how all-encompassing is this? She says, I don't like the old stuff. Like, is it a full lifestyle? What does your home look like? Are you using old stuff at home, may I ask? What are you living in like a Amish style or medieval, like what does it look like?
So it's anything before 1990.
I don't know.
anything before 1990.
Okay.
And some sort of Star Wars memorabilia as we discussed.
How did I know there was some Star Wars memorabilia?
There was stuff from the Titanic and whatever is in between those two things.
In we your had a home? Lot of that kind of
stuff. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Anything so from give me an Casablanca. Example of something from the Titanic
5 years
that's
in your
museum, home.
They let us keep some of it.
Really? You could take stuff home?
Yeah, once it's sort of, clearly people aren't gravitating towards it.
When people lose interest, you can have that at your house.
That who cares about this sort of
cat? Yeah, it's been Titanic. It's like been in the news or anything.
Do you have Spuds McKenzie stuff?
Spuds McKenzie.
Great question, Doug.
Yeah. We have a sort of old Budweiser posters.
Oh, Doug wants that so bad. I'm telling you right now. He loves Spuds McKenzie.
He's so cool. Everything in between these two sort of generally runs together in my brain. So it's sort of ill-defined, I guess I would say.
Archie Bunker's chair.
Yeah, we have this chair actually. Yeah, it's sort of.
Well, no one was interested in that
it
anymore.
It went from the Smithsonian to the Museum of Things before 1990
5 years later to my house.
Wow.
And it's comfortable. I would say it's comfortable.
It looks
it's
nice.
So, yeah, so you essentially live in a museum. I get it. Right.
Yeah. There's a lot of old museum kind of stuff. Okay. I think it's we got a CRT TV. We got
what is that?
You know, it's the kind of fizzing kind of TV. You know, the square TVs,
rabbit ears. You know, just what we would have called TV when we were children.
What is it called now?
A CRT TV.
CRT
it has a name now.
Race theory.
Critical.
I was not aware that was a style of television.
Yeah, it is.
I think it's more like closed circuit or something circuit. Babe, do you know?
Closed circuit.
It's just everything before modern TVs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes,
there you go.
Yeah, thanks. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And we got one of those TVs. It's in the living room. It's got three or four channels.
By
choice, you have to ask them.
You mean you have to get up and turn it yourself?
You have to get up and turn it yourself.
Yep.
Do you know, when I was a kid, we had one of those TVs.
Of course.
I used to love turning that dial as quickly as possible, and I get yelled at.
Oh, that is so funny. Because
you could break?
You could break it. You could wear it out or something.
Oh, the stakes were so high back then.
There's a certain generation of parent that was always worried about things wearing out.
Yes. Did they ever wear out?
No. Yeah. They never did.
Wow. I'm learning.
Just another lie they told us.
Because they weren't made of cloth.
Oh, wow. So, I mean, there is this aesthetic of I like to find all this kind of before 1990 stuff.
Yes.
And she just hit a bit of a wall with it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And
I hate to ask this because it could be painful, but do you work at the same time at the museum?
Same hours.
Oh, no.
She's my boss.
She's your boss.
Oh, no.
So you see her every time you're at work, mm-hmm. and she's in charge of you.
Yeah.
And is it strained? Is it uncomfortable?
It's awful. It's awful.
How long has it been since, you know, this post? I don't know. How long ago was this street breakup?
Great question,
John. Thank you.
That was, I want to say like 6 months ago.
Oh, and okay. So this is...
It's feeling... the tail end of fresh to me. And
listen, for the amount of time you were together, I think that's fair.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's a very interesting way to put it.
Well, I couldn't say it's immediately fresh.
Right.
I can't say it's 6 months.
Right.
But
when you're talking about how it feels.
In the context of a 10-year-long relationship, the only relationship.
Right. The statute of limitations for that kind of a breakup and feeling bad about it, I think that's, you know.
Absolutely.
It's the tail end of fresh.
Well, now,
There's
simply no other way to put it. Has Debbie had other relationships before you?
She's dating Sean.
Oh, she's dating who?
What?
Before me.
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
Wait, no.
Well, because he said this is the only relationship he's ever had.
I know, but it's so crazy that she turned right around and dated his friend.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
The couple's therapist.
Oh, that's right. I forgot his name was Sean.
I knew the reaction was going to be bigger.
So she's dating her boss. I used to date my boss.
Wait, I'm sorry. Sorry, could you repeat that?
Yes, yeah.
You used to date your boss.
I, Debbie.
Oh, sorry. Yes. Okay. So now
I used to date my boss. She's now dating her boss,
Sean.
So he's above both of you.
He's above both of
us. I forgot that.
Do you think that he, as your couple's therapist, was engineering the failure of this relationship and advising you to lean into your worst instincts?
Wait, what?
Oh no, Bern. This really is thrown.
Bern, what?
Oh no.
I'm so sorry, but
I was just doing what he said because he said that if she is feeling like she doesn't like the stuff, you just got to ask her for more time on all of it. And you shouldn't, it's really more on her than you.
Wow.
I'm on your side.
Oh,
totally.
Oh dear.
So he advised you to do the absolute most annoying thing.
That he knew would annoy her, yes, because he's probably been busy talking to her about all of her pet peeves and the things she doesn't like. Oh, Caleb, I'm sorry to make this revelation happen right here on our podcast.
And afterwards, he was like, I don't think couples therapy is for me. And so he quit the program.
So he was only interested in it for as long as you were having issues.
He was never going to do it. He just came up with it to get in between.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Oh. Did you just start tuning in?
Wait a second.
Doug got you.
Little lip from the buttersmith.
He burned you with my burn of him.
Hang on. I just thought of something.
Yeah.
Do you think he was trying to break us up?
No, this is.
No, that's what it was explaining.
No, this is what I was saying.
Okay. Yeah.
You and I are like 5 minutes behind the conversation somehow.
Got it.
Imagine how far behind Doug is. We're having a good time.
We really are. Well, maybe not Caleb. God. I don't mean to laugh in the face of this pain.
That's true. Okay.
Well, it's not though.
You want some butter?
It's not. Yeah.
Babe,
I don't know if that's
not
it's
the butter
good for
right
the
now.
Brain. They say.
What? Is it?
What? Who says that?
That's not the concern right now. Is it good for his heart?
For
no,
that
we know that.
Coffee stuff?
Bulletproof coffee?
Oh, yeah. No. Are you talking about...
Which I don't know anything about because this came out too recently.
Are you talking about what CrossFit people do and whatnot? What is that called? Paleo, whatever?
I think he just said bulletproof.
Paleo just means you put butter in everything, right?
Yes, that's what it means.
Paleo, like the cave know about.
Because
talk about it.
Early man ate butter.
Early man ate butter.
Uh-huh.
That's why he's still around.
Yeah. I mean, just to ask, like, do you think I'm holding myself back?
I do think you are, Caleb. I think that you, but here's the thing. And I hope you can take this to heart and see it as a positive. You are now at a sort of, not a crossroads, but you're at a different point in the road of life where you could do something entirely different. You could change your life.
I was just going to say the same thing.
Yeah. You could, first of all, I think now, you should probably get a job someplace else.
Okay. That's probably good.
Because they're probably not going anywhere.
Yeah. Maybe there's a job at the phone. There's so many different things. Okay. They are going to have a gift shop.
It is true. Hold on one second.
There's the before 1992 museum.
I don't want this weird guy. Are you kidding me?
Burnt. He needs help.
Look at him. He's got white hair and a tan beard.
Sorry, I don't know if you realize you turned towards me when you...
I thought that would make
Bert
me talk
weak,
out of the side
Bert
of my
has
mouth.
Bad depth perception.
I,
and he's
I
never
do
quite
have
sure.
bad. I refuse okay. to get my eyes checked.
Okay, listen. Let's focus on what Bert was saying about endless possibilities. This is true. It's like it is.
Hold on a second. Oh. I never said endless possibilities. I think
you
that's
said I could do whatever
it.
I want.
You could do something new. You could do something
anything for me.
Endless possibilities.
Things are possible now.
I could be Sean's boss.
I'm not sure about that.
You have to. Oh, okay. You have to stop.
Things
you
are
cannot
possible
focus on
now that might not have been possible
exactly.
before. You are open to meeting new people.
Yes.
Your eyes will be open to seeing new things. Okay.
Yes.
All I really meant, and while sometimes, you know, it's the old closing a door and opening another, right?
Yes. You God just, does that.
Well, yeah. Yeah. But some people think that he does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not me.
No, not Bert.
I'm agnostic.
Yes. He is. Oh. He opens doors. He's the opener.
I've never seen anybody open a door for me except me.
You've sure. never seen one? That's never happened?
I mean, I guess I've been.
Come on. You've been to fancy places where they open the door, but that's not God.
Unless it's God in disguise. I never thought about that.
I like to think of that shot in the Titanic where they open the doors and everyone's a ghost.
Okay.
You really love Titanic.
I would say you should broaden your horizons to things past 1989.
I do agree.
You know, because you have all these decades of things to get into and explore.
You know, there's a lot of romance post that time.
Absolutely.
You know, it might not be as
like
tragic.
In 1997, the movie Titanic.
Oh,
which
we're
I probably
to get him I'm, off the Titanic.
That's a good point. I forgot.
So wait, that means have you never seen the movie Titanic?
Look, it's it's the only thing from after 1990 that I've seen because I felt like it was.
I felt like you had a pass. Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And it's
you know, there's
on
lots
the
of other movies that have been made post 90s that take place in the past.
True.
Oh. Mm-hmm. They're doing that?
You know, it's a great movie. Miller's Crossing, released in 1990.
Miller's Crossing.
Takes place in a sort of undetermined.
Is it romantic?
There's some romance in it.
Okay. Yeah. But there's got to be one a little more romantic.
I forgot that we were talking about romance.
Yes, we were. There's got to be one. Just one, maybe. That's more romantic than that one.
Oh, racking my brain.
You know, 10 Things I Hate About You. People love that movie.
They really
Julia
do.
Stiles. Heath
Save
Ledger.
The Last Dance. Also Julia Stiles.
You gotta
also
hear Nirvana. Stiles,
where she's dancing and then Nirvana? It cuts 30 feet away and then a different dancer does the actual move and then it cuts right back to her face.
And it seems like she danced.
And it seems like she danced.
It seems like she danced. For all the world, it seems like she danced.
But it's so romantic. Listen, there's so... I mean, my
10
gosh,
Things I Hate About You.
That's the one I just said.
Oh, then I said,
you just
tune
in.
Now, got me.
Now you're 5 minutes
behind.
He got
me with the just tune in.
This butter is working.
Voice on my own petard. This is fun. But Caleb, your situation is serious.
Yes, yes, yes.
But you know, I do think you need to get away from this situation. You could also, have you ever been outside of Dignity Falls?
Oh,
no,
probably not.
You should maybe travel a little bit. It's really fun. It broadens the mind. You know, I once went to Disneyland and I didn't stay there long. I was so overwhelmed after I entered the park and I turned right around and left. But I still treasure that memory.
You went to the entrance.
You went through the gates.
I went through the gates and then I
was there for 6 minutes.
There was so much stuff and I just turned around and left. But I will never forget that 6 minutes.
It's sort of like a fish that fell out of the water for a second.
That's how I felt. Yeah. That's how I feel.
All right, well, I'm not sure that's the greatest story to share because, you know, that you weren't ready for that, right? And we want him to go to do something that he'll be ready for.
That's a great point, Joan.
You know, I've always...
You said it like it wasn't.
No, I sincerely mean that was a great point.
Okay, good.
Can I tell you something I've always wanted to do?
Please.
It's going to sound stupid.
No.
Have you ever heard of a movie called 10 Things I Hate About You?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, we have. And what about it, Caleb? What about
it? I want to watch it. I want to watch it.
You
I think it's a great idea. Yeah. I think that that's your homework from me. If I was your mom, because I always like to put my mom cap on at the end of our...
love to do that.
I love to put my mom cap on.
It's a beautiful cap.
You should actually...
Thank you.
I'm so glad you finally had one made.
It's long.
It's a long cap. It's one of those long caps. And I'm going to put it on and I'm going to say your homework is to go... do you still have the fake video store in the museum?
Yeah.
Okay. I bet you anything that they have it in there.
Okay.
No, actually they wouldn't because it's a movie from, sorry. I don't want you going back to the museum.
Yeah. All
right.
So they're not going to have Save the Last Dance. They also won't have 10 Things I Hate About You.
Okay. That's right. That's right. Cause that's post. Okay. Sorry. So you can find it online anywhere. Go home. Look up.
Do you know what online is?
Yeah, I mean, I said I had TikTok earlier.
So we've established that.
So I have it.
Now, you didn't say you had it. You did say you were aware of it.
I was aware of it.
You also knew Cherry Pop and
Daddy's. He could have been referring to the...
Why do we have to bring that back up? We should all forget. No one should ever speak that name out loud again.
They really shouldn't. I just saw their name on a poster just a few days ago, and that's when it really hit me.
Really?
Just to see it.
Oh,
I was like,
no.
Wow.
Our collective shame.
Unbelievable.
Pearl Jam.
So you go home.
It's a little. You got to dig a little deeper for that one, I think. Yeah.
Oh.
Well, you know, Steely Dan also was supposed to be.
What is that?
A dildo.
A dildo.
Oh.
A shiny metallic dildo. Did I just tell you that, Doug? Did you just now find that out?
Did you not know that? Based on William S. Burroughs, right?
God.
I believe so, yes. Yeah. Well, Doug's got some
I'm learning all sorts of stuff about bad band names.
You're not still living with Debbie, are you?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's been bad.
That's rough. Surprised. I'm surprised that she didn't move out, and it's not like I want that
to
happen, but it doesn't seem like the house was really for her. Mm-hmm. It's full of all your old stuff.
She started modernizing, doing DIY projects room by room.
Okay.
And so her room it's got all those, you ever see like smart home stuff?
Yes.
I've heard about it from someone else's TikTok where they automate the lights and stuff. And, and so she's got a lot of that going on.
Absolutely.
I can see different colored light bulbs and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, that's tough because then I feel like you have to get out of that environment. I'm not sure you should be living together anymore.
No,
do you guys know the place?
I mean,
it does feel a bit disingenuous with 100 extra rooms to say that we don't.
Okay,
we don't. No.
But most of them are full of, babe. Well, because the fact of the matter is they're all filled with rice or bats or beer.
Boy,
or
that's
beans.
True. I mean, this place, I don't know. How many rooms in this house have a bed in them?
Not many.
Can I tell you something? I just
certainly not the apiary or the hatchery.
Oh, wow.
You got a lot of rooms.
There's no beds in there. They got a lot of rooms. Yeah.
We have a lot of rooms.
Mm. Yeah.
But 10 Things I Hate About You.
Yeah.
Go watch it. Mm-hmm. Just lose yourself in the story is all I ask.
Yeah.
Let yourself believe that there is another.
Here's why it's a perfect movie.
Okay.
Because it's based on
yes.
a Shakespeare play.
Which one? Was it Kiss? Not
Kiss a Mockingbird.
Kiss a Mockingbird.
I believe it was the one with Beatrice.
Taming of the Shrew.
Benedict. Taming of the Shrew.
I think it was Taming of the Shrew.
So that's a perfect bridge. Something from the past.
It was either Taming of the Shrew or Much Ado. It was one of the two.
I think it was Taming of the Shrew because nobody is
they hate each other pretty bad.
Much Ado. Shrew.
But aren't there people that are disguised in that?
Nope. That's Twelfth
Much
Night.
Ado?
Okay, so we obviously don't know.
Isn't there a woman disguised as a man in Much Ado About Nothing?
No.
Okay. So, in any event, this one is based on Taming of the Shrew.
Taming of the Shrew.
And so it's a perfect link from pre-1990 into post-1990.
And you know, there are so many things like that because they basically just mined everything old to try to make it new again. That's all they do now. In fact, you could watch the new Frasier, even though you couldn't watch the old Frasier.
Oh, right. But is there? Yeah, because there's nothing more 90s than Frasier.
You can't watch anything.
So I have to start with whatever.
Frasier Crane from Cheers, he had his own show.
Okay.
And it was all brown and tan. And
I thought was. Cheers was.
Yeah, Cheers was brown and tan.
Cheers was very brown. And then they said, let's lighten things up a little bit.
They added some gray.
Yeah.
Well, they added some gray.
It's taupe.
You're in Seattle.
It's a very taupe show.
Yes.
Okay.
It's Cheers. Frasier. Yeah. just thinking about
but
that.
But now, guess
that
what?
That rascally dog, Eddie.
So I'll just start
back. In 2023, so it's you can probably, watch that.
Yes, really good. None of the original cast except Frasier.
Yes.
No one wanted to come back. But what fun, because the character on Frasier that you loved the most, you only cared about was Frasier.
Yeah. And he's still Frasiering. So okay. It still, doesn't, again,
still Frasiering.
Just like watching it from the past, but now you're watching this in real time, in modern day, and we're pushing you into the now.
Yeah.
That's
I'm sure that's the way to
push
start
you
with
into
that.
The now.
Yeah. Out of the nest of the past and down onto the ground of the future.
Well, slamming into the ground
yes,
of the future.
Unless you fly.
Unless I fly.
Yes.
And you just might. Wow. And Caleb, I really hope that for you. And like we always say to people here on our podcast, best of luck to you. And I got to come to
see
that.
That's practically our catchphrase.
I think, yes, it really is.
Yeah.
Mm. I have to come to that museum. I got to check it out.
Yeah. Well, I'm.
Oh yeah, you're not going.
Hopefully, not going to be there. But yeah.
You know what? If I go there and you're not there, I'll be so happy, because wow. I'll know that means you moved on. That means you flew,
Caleb. Yeah. If I never see you again, I'll be thrilled.
Just like Ben Affleck says to Matt Damon in Good Will Hunting.
Yes, that's how I meant it.
Yeah,
and that's another movie you could check.
I'll have to try to figure out how to contextualize that for me.
So Bill Clinton.
Well, what happens is, he goes to pick him up every day. You know, they go to work and we go to work and we like have a beer and it's fine. But I just hope that one day I drive and I go to pick you up and you're not there. That would be the best day of my life.
They went from being from Boston to having some sort of condition.
Same.
I don't know if you heard Doug say, see Bill Clinton play a saxophone.
Sorry.
But he did say it.
I didn't hear that.
And I didn't want to be the only one who heard it.
I was gearing up for my Ben Affleck impression.
It's just, I heard it from another room. I didn't know.
So
you
what did
gotta
you say,
watch.
Babe? Bill Clinton played saxophone.
Watch him on Arsenio playing the saxophone.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I guess that's a must watch.
I'll have to catch up on history.
Or did that happen in 1989?
I don't know.
The race for the presidency.
I don't know when it happened.
Must so I'm not 92. Quite sure.
He became president in 1990, did he not?
92.
I was going to say, I thought it was 92.
Oh, so but I, that's right, because George H.W. Bush, no one yes. cares. Caleb.
Least of all, Caleb.
We do wish you the best of luck, and thank you for appearing yes. on the Neighbor List. Is there anything you want to say to Debbie and Sean while mm-hmm. you have this forum?
Hey, I think that's smart to finally, I don't know, just to tell them that I wish the best for them.
Mm-hmm. I know that was hard to do.
And if they would both just look me in the eye for about an hour and a half.
Oh no.
We could maybe figure something out.
Because we already did that. No, we already did that one. Okay. And then you added more time. So if it didn't work before, no.
A half hour's not going to help.
No, half hour's not going to do anything?
No, no it's not going to.
Sometimes like a microwave, from what I've heard.
They had microwaves.
Yeah, they had.
They didn't have the 30-second yad time on the 89.
No,
one.
That's true. I think
they didn't have the potato button or the popcorn button.
The potato button. Who has ever used it? I can't wait to eat this one potato. But I don't have 100 hours.
How could I figure this out?
Well, potato button or not, Caleb, we wish you luck. And
we really
thank
do.
You for being
thank
here.
You. We
thank
really
you.
Do. And we'll take a break and more when the Neighbor Listen returns.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
This is Nadine. My failed delivery fiasco.
purchased heavyweight item with FedEx as shipper. I had specific delivery instructions confirmed by tracking info. FedEx dropped ship outside, never notified me, lied about delivery. Said item was left in mail room, which gives impression of enclosed room. There is no mail room here. 4 outdoor mailboxes under outside staircase. So technically, I never received delivery per agreed sales slip. FedEx's mistake. By the by, not the first time.
And welcome back to the Neighborhood Listen.
Bert, I want you to take this job. I'm so excited
for you.
You
know what? I think I'm going to do it.
Oh, this is very
exciting. I think I'm going to do it.
Oh,
and,
wow.
You know, I'll
the gang will understand.
I'm going to talk to the gang and maybe some of them will come over.
Yes. And if they don't want to or if they're mad, they weren't your gang to begin with.
That's a great way to look at it.
Yeah.
That's a great way to look at it. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome. And I really hope Caleb's okay.
I do too, but I don't like his chances. He doesn't sound like...
It was embarrassing when he heard us whispering about him.
That really was.
That was a bad moment.
That was a bad call on my part.
That was a bad...
Because here's what I thought.
You turned the opposite way you meant to.
Here's what I thought. Because I thought I could like talk to it all the time, but then I forgot to do that. Because I thought like, well, then Joan won't be able to understand what I'm saying because it'll sound weird. And then I was just saying the thing right to his face.
Yeah. It was like, you know, putting up your hand to whisper, but you know, the person's on the wrong side.
Yes,
you put your hand up on the wrong side.
The hand mm-hmm. shield on the wrong side. Mm-hmm.
The hand shield.
Yeah. But also, wouldn't you know if somebody put up their hand to their face like that, that they were talking about
of
you?
Course,
yeah.
Of course. Course.
Yeah, yeah. Have you ever caught somebody in that moment where they're clearly talking about you?
It's kind of funny, but you know, back in the day when we had the Civic Light Opera and we did regular musicals, we would have Broadway style microphones.
The Civic Light Opera and you did?
DGCVO, Digney Falls Civic Light Opera. I mean, CVLO.
And did you say you did regular musicals?
CLO. What? I'm sorry.
CLO, the Cole Light Orchestra.
Now, what was your question?
You said you did regular musicals?
Right, and we had the Civic Light Opera.
Regularly
we would have a regular season. We would regularly do them, and it's just so sad the funding fell out. But
just fell out.
It just fell out. That's the term for it. And so we'd have those very Broadway style mics. You put, you know, it's a pack around your waist.
Yes.
And then if you can picture it's a wire that goes up into your hair and then they tape the little mic, tiny, tiny little mic on your forehead.
Yes.
But when you want to you got to be careful because those mics can be on and people can have headsets on and be listening out in the audience. Like when you're teching a show, meaning
sure.
you're doing the lights and
absolutely,
the cues for
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
And they're long days and actors always want to gripe. And usually it's like about the director.
Mm.
And you can always tell when actors are doing that because they stand on stage and they cover their forehead.
Sure. Absolutely.
But then they're just clearly saying like, you know, they're literally just swearing
yes.
and looking out at the audience. And it's
yes.
like, we know your hands on your forehead. We know that you're talking about
right.
us. Oh boy. Actors are the worst. Okay.
I despise them. Except for you.
Well, I'm not really an actor anyways.
Joe.
What?
That's not true at all.
I'm more of a realtor, which is also kind of like, and basically now an actor.
Now you get in this reality TV that you're, what's more of an actor than that?
Boy.
It's all fake.
It's a confusing world. Okay. So here's a post I have. Listen to this. This is from Mia.
Do you need me to hold that further away?
Burnt. I am reaching that age, but I have contacts and I'll have you know.
I have to use readers
to work
now.
As readers. They're supposed to work as readers.
Oh, really?
Or bifocals almost. That when I look down, I should still be able to read. But yes, I did have to pull it further away. And thank you for letting everyone know something
Joan,
they would have never known because this is a podcast.
I know. I was just teasing you. We could cut this out, right, Doug?
He won't.
Oh boy, oh boy.
The butter Doug's- melted.
Wow.
First it was... So
it was
extremely solid.
It's all gone.
In the space
gone.
Of an hour.
Wait, how is it gone?
Like it's absorbed into the floor.
Fire, the fire of the forge. I thought, why don't I put the butter over
I thought you had the butter in a different room. You had it in the forge with you?
You dragged it into the forge?
Yes. That's all you had to do then, babe. All you had to do was sit it in there for like 5 minutes and it would have worked.
There you go.
Well, it's all gone now. So it didn't work.
Okay.
How much butter
sorry,
did you
I'm
eat
upset.
Before?
I'm sorry that you're upset, babe. Wow, I've never heard Doug upset before.
I'm standing in a pool of butter.
So wait, there is a pool of butter left.
Standing in a pool of butter.
Well,
it didn't just... What?
You said it's all gone.
Vaporized.
What a plaintive what from Doug. I've never heard
him. Yes, yeah, on
he
the floor.
He sounds distraught. He's guess beside himself.
Are you suggesting I could lick it up off the floor?
I definitely am not, but I
didn't hear that either, Doug. That's on you.
Well, that's definitely on you.
Okay.
I'm saying, is there any way to salvage it? Could we use it
well,
in
that's
any
how
way?
I would salvage it.
Doug.
Just lick it up. What about putting it in a container,
Doug,
for God's sake, and let
floor
it harden again?
Of the forge.
But okay, surely well, you saw it melting.
Yes, yes. It didn't just melt
in a
room.
Flash.
In a flash.
Because it is so hot. I'm smelting swords.
Come on. I can't deal
it
with
is,
this.
You know
nonsense.
What, though? It is. I'm feeling the heat. Even this room's starting to
yes,
heat up. Maybe
same.
You should shut down the forge.
I think you should.
Yeah. Well, you don't need that
no,
knife anymore.
No. Yeah.
I definitely don't.
Ugh, pour some cold gosh, water on her.
Maybe next year, right?
No, we are not doing this contest again. Clearly, we don't deserve it. We just lost all the butter. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
All right. Unless you've got a 7-pound lobster, then I don't know what you're going to do.
You know, there might be one out there. Because
there might be.
Lobsters, they just get bigger and bigger.
Oh, that is true.
Yeah.
The Dignity Falls Lake lobsters.
Oh, God. They give me the creeps.
I don't,
they
don't
give
love
me the creeps.
They are so
they shouldn't
taste
exist.
Terrible.
They do taste terrible.
It is awful.
They're chewy.
Ugh. They're disgusting.
Oh, they taste like Gatorade.
They do taste like Gatorade.
It's very weird.
And it's funny. It's almost like a magical thing where they taste like everyone's least favorite flavor of Gatorade.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they taste like everyone's least favorite food. Like it's individual for each person. Like, really? Oh, I thought it tasted like Brussels sprouts.
Also, they're brown.
They are brown. They are brown.
And furry.
Yes, they have fur. All right. Let's read this last post. Enough about the furry lake lobsters of Dignity
Falls. They don't even deserve to be discussed. The creatures that God forgot.
All right. This
well,
is Mia.
Me up. Thank you.
We united against a common foe.
Please just start cleaning up the butter, okay? The things I have to say. All right. Mia says, "Hi, everyone. I'm severely terrified of spiders, and they always find a way into my room. I live with roommates, and I currently live in the living room." Okay, I have questions. "That has two vents and a sliding door to the backyard and a door to the garage. Does anyone have any advice to prevent them from coming in?" 3 question marks. "Anything that is cat friendly is appreciated." What does she have in mind? What does she have in mind?
It does feel like she's dreaming up something that would also interfere with the cat's
think
life.
There's some creature or some gremlin right, that would get rid of spiders.
I mean, I guess.
First of all, are you okay, Mia? Do you understand that you can't keep spiders out of a house,
no,
for God's sake?
Absolutely.
And you're
not
mentioning, it's like she's trolling us. She mentions a sliding glass door. She mentions, yes, two vents. She mentions a door to the garage. Are you kidding me, Mia? I yeah, mean, be serious.
There's also a big hole in the ceiling. There's also, I live in a web. I think that Joan, I absolutely agree that if spiders want to get in your house, they will get in your house.
Of course,
there's
they
no
will
keeping
there's
them
no
out.
Keep, especially that those stupid ass daddy long legs, oh, that just
idiots
hang out in the corner of the,
oh,
tub.
Oh my God!
What did
what
they
do? Think they're going to get? They make me so mad.
Burton hates daddy long legs.
Oh, and then within 48 hours, they're just on their backs. They're gone.
Yes, they're gone.
Then, oh.
Have you ever seen when they just start spinning in place?
Oh yes, I've seen that happen
they
before.
They never stop.
Mm-hmm. I have not seen that. What?
I hate it. If you disturb their web,
I don't
web
think they
all
mean to do it. It's just as if they,
I've
if
never
they
even
become,
seen one build a web.
They, well, they clearly just sort of do. Float. They're sitting there in the corner
just,
in a web.
I just see
but
them,
their webs look really messed
I've
up.
Just
they
seen
don't
them,
have pretty webs.
No, I've seen them sitting in the tub, mm-hmm, and I've seen them sitting in the corner of the ceiling, not on a web, just hanging out. And I
never
just,
once
I,
catching a bug.
Never.
No, they are just
once
useless.
Here's what you never see: a daddy long legs having a feast.
I thought you were going to say daddy dumb legs, which honestly,
that's what we should call him, daddy dumb legs.
Get it. Get him, Bert.
I despise him.
So, I mean, honestly, and again,
how
like
are they
not,
still around?
It doesn't sound like
or
you're afraid of
the
them.
Daddy
I can't get past
don't
it.
Don't respect them.
I don't respect them, but I also, I don't understand
you know
how they
what
still exist.
But I'd rather you be annoyed by them than terrified.
For sure.
Like Mia is, because to be honest, yeah, we need to stop being terrified of spiders. Now, listen,
Well, they need they need to stop being terrified.
I say that. Well, they need to stop crawling across our faces.
Yes.
And I hate the myth that we swallow them. That is terrifying.
Yeah.
I hate that that's a thing. Yeah. And I don't know why they have to come, like anytime a spider crawls on you, that's awful. But if I just see a spider, you know, okay, it's like I can handle it. It's fine. But also, I want to know why she's living in the living room, because those roommates, I mean, she has the bad end of a deal.
You know what? I've been in that exact situation where I had to live in the living room. Yes.
When was this?
This was in my early 20s.
Okay.
Yes. And it's called the living room. But it was just, that's where my bed was.
You sleep on a couch?
I slept on a bed.
Oh, okay.
There was a couch in the bedroom. I mean, in the living room, of course, that stayed there. But then at some point, because there was a bunch of us that lived in this place. Okay. And then it got down to just two of us. And then I retrieved what was my childhood bed, mm-hmm. which was the bottom half of a bunk bed. It was a metal frame. Mm-hmm. And I had that in the living room. And so we had two big bedrooms is how it ended up, mm-hmm. on opposite ends of the building. Mm-hmm. But it was bleak. And I remember one time my roommate brought someone home. I had a female roommate, and she, and this is true.
Oh boy.
And she brought a gentleman caller home.
Oh dear.
And they came in to visit with me a little bit. And there I was in my bed, which looked like, it looked like a prison cot essentially. And it was mortifying.
That's
mortifying.
Yeah. That is just hard, man. Those living situations when you're younger. I remember my freshman year of college and I had, we had bunk beds and my roommate, she was on top, but not this night. She was on the futon that was right next to me. Like, I mean, I'm on the bottom bunk and we had this futon, you know what I mean? And she was from Indiana. She called it a futon. And she was on the futon with her boyfriend, Buddy. And I'm telling you, I kind of woke up when they were already going at it. And I swear, I almost got kicked in the face several times. There were just limbs flying everywhere. So I'm just facing this way, just kind of trying, I'm frozen, mm-hmm. right? So I kind of just had to watch, hear it happen.
Oh, you had to. Okay.
Where was I going to go, Bernd?
Well, I mean.
Where it was dark, I couldn't see anything. I could just see limbs.
To be fair, Joan, you made it sound like you were watching these okay. people have sex. Is that fair to say?
No.
Is it fair to say you made it sound that way?
Okay, fine. I guess it is.
What could I do but watch them have sex?
I was embarrassed. I didn't want to make them embarrassed and creep out. It's a tiny dorm room.
I've never experienced this, but I've heard the story from so many people. I've heard people having sex mm-hmm. very near to me, mm-hmm. not in the exact same room.
Okay.
But in the next room or, you know, I remember one situation where it was a sort of loft bedroom and mm-hmm. I was crashing on this couch and mm-hmm. then there was a couple clearly having sex. Uh-huh. That idea of people saying, well, I know we're in the same room, but we're just going to do it anyway. Yes. It's like, what is this, medieval times?
No, usually alcohol informs that decision, first of all. They don't care.
Of course.
They don't care.
Yeah.
Is this the Butterbell couple? Is this that same couple that you're talking about?
No.
Okay.
That's an entirely different couple.
Okay. So anyways, I don't know what to tell you, Mia, because I think you should actually just get a new apartment. You're not going to get rid of spiders, but at least you'll get a room with door, for God's sake.
If you're in a situation, and I speak from experience, if you're living in the living room, you're sleeping in the living room, you do not have options.
And this spiders are your least thing. Concern.
Absolutely. But you'll see that with the vantage point of time. But
maybe she and Caleb can move in together and be roommates.
If you want to put a placebo on this, you can get one of those things you plug into an outlet that emits some sort of sonic.
Oh, like a zap.
A zap that spiders don't like, okay. except they don't care about that at all. There's no bug that this works on. And I don't know who invented it, but I hope they're in hell.
Well, you heard it here, folks.
You heard it here. I hope the inventor of the plug-in bug repellent is in hell.
Well, that's a great send-off for everyone this week. Yeah.
Well, thank you for listening, everyone. We really appreciate it. And if you would like to hear ad-free versions of this show, you can, of course, sign up at cbbworld.com. And you will hear not only ad-free versions of these episodes, but you will get access to the bonus room where there is content that is only behind that paywall. And it's a look at other things that are happening in Dignity Falls. The first one we released, of course, was a live episode that we did in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And then we've released another one.
Bert, what happened?
Did a Daddy Long Legs show up?
I thought about them again and I got so mad.
So angry.
We released another one as of this recording that is the gang here watching Superman 2.
Yes, because it came up in a previous episode. Yes. We couldn't stop talking about it.
And so you find the movie somewhere, wherever you find it, and you queue it up and you listen to it with us. We're all watching it together. It's fun.
It's going to be fun.
And this was not like a director's cut or anything like that. This is just plain old Superman.
Plain old Superman 2.
Yes. And so do check that out. And we will release, of course, we're releasing bonus content every month for the people that sign up at cbbworld.com. It's a lot of fun.
Yes.
And very reasonable. I mean, there's a lot of great shows in addition to ours. And I highly recommend it.
Tremendous.
Wonderful.
Well, we're all in agreement, so that means we can finally sign off. We'll be back next week. And until then, goodbye.
And bye. All of the posts used in this episode were real. Only some geographical specifics have been changed.
The Neighborhood Listen is hosted and produced by me, Paul F. Tompkins.
And me, Nicole Parker.
And me, Brett Morris. This week's guest was played by Zach Oyama.
The Neighborhood Listen is a production of Comedy Bang Bang World.
Go to cbbworld.com to unlock the entire history of the show, ad-free, as well as brand new full-length bonus room episodes exclusive to Maxima subscribers. Your support keeps the show going.